We finish tonight's program with a Broadway flourish. The New Amsterdam Theater on 42nd Street, now home to The Lion King, once housed the Ziegfeld Follies. And this past week, the oldest living Ziegfeld girl, Doris Eaton Travis, age 101, took to the stage for a charity event. She met with Jeff London in her dressing room to talk about her long life and career.
A pretty girl is like a melody.
Doris Eaton Travis wasn't exactly born in a trunk, but she and her five siblings were all in show business. In the teens, they toured up and down the East Coast in stock companies and landed in New York. In 1918, while Eaton was attending summer school, her sister Pearl was cast in the Ziegfeld Follies, staged by Ned Wayburn. One day, Doris decided to tag along to rehearsal.
Mr. Wayburn came over to Pearl and to give her some instructions, and he kept looking at me, and he said, who's this? And Pearl said, that's my youngest sister, Doris. He says, can she dance? Pearl said, yes, she can dance. So that's how I got in the Follies. The next day, I went to summer school, finished my classes in the morning, came home, gathered some practice clothes, went down to the rehearsal, and started to rehearse in the chorus. And there I was, a Follies girl.
Doris Eaton was only 14 years old. She went on to perform in three editions of the Ziegfeld Follies with stars like W.C. Fields and Fanny Brice. At first, she was a hoofer, a chorus dancer, but she got promoted to special girl, one of four dancers who did little solos and group numbers.
And the opening number of the 1919 Follies was called A Salad, and the Fairbanks twins were Salt and Pepper. I was Paprika. My whole costume was red, and another one was dressed in green for lettuce.
She says the Ziegfeld Follies turned into a family affair for the Eatons.
For about 8 years, there was an Eaton in a Ziegfeld Follies. My sister Pearl was first, then I came in, and then he hired Mary. And then 1 year, my little brother Charlie did a comedy skit that they had in there. So four of us were with Mr. Ziegfeld.
In the mid-20s, Doris Eaton decided to move to California. Right after she arrived, she was hired as a featured performer for the Hollywood Music Box Review.
Arthur Freed and Ignacio Herb Brown were writing the music for it. And one of the numbers they wrote for me to do with a chorus of eight boys was Singing in the Rain. Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Now something about the clouds, so high up above. Da 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 da, and I'm ready for love.
After the Depression hit, Eaton, who says she was down and out in show business, decided to return to New York. There, she taught tap dance and social dancing at the original Arthur Murray Studio. In 1938, she opened the first Arthur Murray franchise outside New York, in Detroit. And it was so successful, she ended up owning 18 studios across Michigan. Doris Eaton also discovered there was a bonus to teaching dance.
My husband was a pupil. I met him through the studio. And we had quite a long courtship. About 10 years.
But after a decade, she says she put her foot down and refused to go on their weekly dinner date.
Well, the next night I got a call, and the voice on the other end of the line said very meticulously, in great articulation, very measured tones, said, when do you want to get married? So we were married in 3 weeks.
Arthur Murray taught me dancing in a hurry.
Doris Eaton Travis and her husband Paul lived in Michigan until the 1970s. Then they decided to move to Norman, Oklahoma to run an 800-acre horse ranch. In 1981, she enrolled at the University of Oklahoma and graduated Phi Beta Kappa in history 11 years later at the age of 88. After her husband passed away, she wrote her own family history, The Days We Danced, from Ziegfeld to Arthur Murray. Doris Eaton Travis says there are several keys to her longevity. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, but she dances.
Well, I try to practice a little every day because it's good for me to keep in shape. And we have a lovely club there in Norman, and they have a live band on Friday nights. So we usually go there on Friday nights and have dinner and dance. Keep up a little bit that way.
For the last 6 years, she's come to New York to be part of the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Easter Bonnet show on the stage of the New Amsterdam Theater.
It's just a fun thing to do and kind of a pleasant feeling to be able to still do it a little bit on the same stage where I started so many years ago.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Maestro, woo! Hit it!
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.